The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. The LA County Register of Recorder says early voting numbers are lagging a bit behind 2020. We're going to delve into that. But first, a lot of concern about public safety on Election Day and in the days that follow. Local officials, though, say they do have a plan. Pete Demetrio reports.
LAPD Deputy Chief for Counterterrorism and Special Operations David Kowalski says there's concern about the volatility of the voting populace, which is why they've been preparing for potential problems for months.
Fortunately, we have a great relationship with our local, regional, and federal partners in preparation for this. As a department, we've done a tremendous amount of preparation. We're connected with all of our partner agencies, and we're prepared for any type of incident or contingency that could happen here in LA or in the nation.
The major concerns include hacking or cyber intrusions, which could disrupt tabulations, threats against local officials or polling places, or efforts to disrupt the collection of ballots at drop boxes or other locations. Kowalski says not only will LAPD officers respond to such incidents, odds are multiple agencies will also come in at the same time to either handle a threat or, in the event there's a violation of law, to make sure our prosecution will move ahead rapidly. In downtown L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
L.A. County Registrar Recorder Dean Logan says he's not sure how to interpret the early voter turnout in the county.
Things have been very active. Obviously, vote-by-mail ballots have been in the field for, you know, several weeks, and then we opened our in-person voting late last week and then increased that over this last weekend. So a lot of activity, a lot of kind of a crescendo effect going into the election tomorrow.
Logan says about 260,000 voters have voted early in person, while 1.5 million mail ballots have been returned. That total is lower than it was 4 years ago. Logan's not sure if that indicates a lower overall turnout or a surge in voter turnout tomorrow. We are going to dig in deep on the early voting turnout in Orange County coming up in a few minutes as Nonstop News at 5 continues. There are several local government reform measures on the ballot, but voters will not have a say on one proposed change for LA City Council. Craig Figner reports.
This past year, there has been an enormous amount of talk about reforming Los Angeles city government. One idea is to expand the size of the LA City Council from its current 15 members. Despite all the talk, that is not one of the items on tomorrow's ballot. Instead, voters will be asked whether or not there should be an independent redistricting commission that would redraw council boundaries. Same too for LAUSD. Politics professor Sarah Sadwani at Pomona College tells KNX News on the question of expanding the size of council. Curiously, that's a question that could never make it to the ballot.
So the way they've established this charter reform commission for the city ultimately has no teeth. So whatever recommendations they come up with, the council itself can kill them. Yeah, sadly, but yeah.
So keep in mind, if you like the idea of more than 15 council members representing the city of Los Angeles, look for it maybe on a future ballot. The question of redrawing council districts If that passes, it takes council members out of the process of choosing the people they represent. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Crime, rent, marriage, and the minimum wage are among the issues going before voters tomorrow in California. Karen Adams reports on some of the big local measures.
Measure G would expand the LA County Board of Supervisors from 5 to 9 and bring on an elected county executive. This measure even has some supervisors divided over it.
The thing with this governance measure is it's a mixed bag of nuts. For instance, one of the things that it says, people will be able to elect basically the chief executive officer and would become basically the mayor of the county. No term limits, politicizing a position that should perhaps remain, like in most cities, that is the role of a city manager that is appointed by a majority of a city council and takes direction from the board. So two supervisors, Holly Mitchell and Barger, opposed these. One, because they thought that this kind of measure need to be studied a little bit longer, but also Holly Mitchell, who represents District 2, argued that she fears that, for instance, that the cost of funding these new positions will have to come from some part of the budget.
That's political analyst Hernan Molina. Voters in LA County will also decide if they want a sales tax that would go toward homeless services. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
LA Metro offering free rides to and from voting centers or to drop off mail-in ballots tomorrow. The agency waiving fares beginning at midnight tonight, running to 11:59 p.m. tomorrow for buses, trains, and bike and rideshare programs. Several regional cities also offering free rides. Culver City, Santa Monica, Glendale, Pasadena, Long Beach, Norwalk, and Montebello. There's some concern about acts of violence tomorrow. State AG Rob Bonta has joined a bipartisan coalition of 51 attorneys general condemning possible violence in response to the election results. They've released a joint statement, quote, regardless of the outcome of Tuesday's election, we expect that Americans will respond peacefully, and we condemn any acts of violence related to the results. We call upon every American to vote, participate in civil discourse, and above all, respect the integrity of the democratic process. Violence has no place in the democratic process. We will exercise our authority to enforce the law against any illegal acts that threaten it. A lot of local and state elections, very, very important in this cycle. We've got complete coverage, not only that, but of national elections, too. Mike Simpson, Charles Feldman, break it down as the results begin coming in starting at 5. And then when you get home, you can watch the coverage live on YouTube starting at 7 o'clock on KNXnews.com. The parent company of Ralph's going to pay California more than $120 million, part of its more than $1 billion settlement related to the opioid crisis. State AG Rob Bonta announcing the settlement with Kroger today, saying it's going to resolve allegations that the company failed to oversee the dispensing of those drugs at pharmacies properly. The payment's going to start next year. California will get more than $4 billion in total in opioid abatement funds to settle on these lawsuits. There is a real threat to election security, but it is not voter fraud. We'll go in depth with an expert. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
Election 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Millions of Californians have already voted early. Millions more will go to the polls tomorrow. Joining us on this election eve is the Orange County Registrar of Voters, Bob Page. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So when it comes to Election Day, what is your biggest concern or worry?
We just need to make sure that we're prepared for the voters to show up at 7 a.m., have all of our vote centers open. We have 184 vote centers throughout the county. We just need to make sure they're open and that we can start serving voters.
And what security do you have in place to protect the integrity of the ballots, like especially when they get transferred, when they get moved, when they get counted?
Yeah, so we maintain chain of custody of the ballots as long as we have them in our possession. So as an example, we have 123 ballot drop boxes throughout the county. We pick up ballots from those drop boxes every day. We send out two-person teams who are required to fill out chain of custody forms. They're required to take photos after they service a box and send them back to our office. We then review those photos to look to make sure that they've emptied the box, that they've locked the box back up and put a seal across the door, and that when they're back in their vehicle, they have the keys to the box. And so we don't let them go to their next location on their route until we confirm that they've completed all of the steps that are required. And then when they get back, the numbered seal that's on every ballot bag that they fill up on their route, we are checking the number on that seal against the number on the form to make sure nothing's changed during transit of the ballots.
And tell me about early voting numbers. Orange County considered sometimes kind of a spot of red in a very blue state. But, you know, regardless of that, when those early ballots have started coming back in, do you have any indication who's returning those ballots early? And how is that going to balance with who you think is planning to vote tomorrow at the polls?
Well, one of the things that I can share is that looking at age groups, that the highest turnout that we've had in terms of early voting to date is we about 66% of the voters who are 65 years or older have cast a ballot, whereas those voters who are aged 18 to 29 through yesterday, only 22% of those voters had actually cast a ballot. So we're seeing, as you go through the four different age groups that we have, highest turnouts with our oldest voters and the lowest turnouts with our youngest voters.
And any last-minute tips for voters if they happen to face some long lines?
Well, you can vote today at any vote center if you want to vote in person. Our vote centers are open until 8 p.m., and then tomorrow they're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. As I said, we've got 123 ballot drop boxes throughout the county that are available 24/7 until we lock them at 8 p.m. tomorrow. As well, as long as if you want to mail it back, as long as you put it and get it postmarked with tomorrow's date, it'll be valid when it gets back to us. Or if you want to just drop off your ballot at a vote center, you won't have to check in if you're just dropping off a vote-by-mail ballot that's sealed and signed.
Orange County Registrar of Voters Bob Page, thank you so much for being here today. A lot of concern about how safe the coming days are going to be because of the election and the results, how people are going to take those results, how worried should we be. We're going to dig into that as Nonstop News at 5 continues.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
LA County Sheriff Robert Luna says his deputy is going to be working hard tomorrow to ensure election security. Got an assessment of the threat from Ryan Levin, founder of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino.
There is a real and elevated threat to election security. And we've seen threats against election workers increase. We've also seen a variety of other directed, targeted threats that take place during election periods. Here's what makes it difficult. We have so many actors, both foreign and domestic, that would like to disrupt the elections, and not necessarily through violence. It could even be done through disinformation, through cyber attacks, things like that. So what we're looking at is a very broad set of actors with a range of instrumentalities that they'd use. We have a really lengthy extended period here. And what we saw, like, for instance, in 2020, there were some sporadic plots, but then we saw January 6th. And what we're seeing now is statements on extremist platforms running all over the place. We're looking at a variety of folks who are less organized, sporadic types of folks who might act spontaneously in their region or state, but also something that could extend right past Inauguration Day. It really depends on a couple of things: where the conspiracist language and trajectory goes, what President Trump may say as who is a legitimate target.
But he stresses that he expects a free and fair election with very little voter fraud.
There is a lot of spin and exploitation, some coming from foreign actors. And we're seeing more of that with regard to the disinformation. But the actual election integrity of what happens with your vote is actually probably the best it's been in American history. There are numerous checks and balances with respect to how these votes are collected and counted. And today, with the realm of computers with respect to voting, the idea that there would be some vast fraud would be exceptionally difficult to undertake undetected. We're just not seeing it. And that's something where the media can be very helpful. And that is the government agencies, the experts, the researchers have consistently found that this notion of election fraud is really something that has an exploitation online and by pundits, but there's no there with respect to fraud of the kind that would be so widespread as to be able to influence an election. Obviously, in a close election, all eyes are going to be open. But the actual system itself, from when ballots are either mailed or people show up in person, is incredibly well secured. And I think the American public should be very confident with respect to that.
And Brian Levin there, expert in hate and extremism at Cal State San Bernardino. 520, your money. Here's Bloomberg's Tom Busby.
We could find out late tonight if that seven-week-long strike against Boeing could be near an end. 33,000 striking machinists vote today on the jetmaker's latest contract offer. It includes a 38% raise over 4 years and a $12,000 signing bonus. Union officials urging members to approve the deal. A weak start to the new week on Wall Street. A lot of jitters ahead of tomorrow's presidential election and this week's Fed meeting on interest rates with a decision due on Thursday. With that, the Dow today lost 258 points, 0.2%. The NASDAQ down by a third, that's 60 points. The S&P lost 16. Companies still investing big money in artificial intelligence. A strong earnings beat after today's closing bell from data analytics software maker Palantir Technologies, citing unwavering demand for its AI products. And Costco stores have to limit how many mini tins of Pokemon cards members can buy at one time, a max of three. I'm Bloomberg's Tom Busby, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And that's your nonstop news at 5 for Monday, November 4th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.